You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. Today's show, discovering IRAs. And wow, well, there's a sort of fresh wind in IRAs that we're going to talk about today, right, Hans? This new Secure Act passed.
The Secure Act, it's been lingering in the House of Representatives and sent over to the Senate, and it got pushed into a budget bill. So it was just kind of a secondary thing put in to keep the government open through Christmas.
Yeah, and then with that, we got the Secure Act, which we talked about last summer, but we got some fresh wind that we want to kind of discover that's going on with that. But I wanted to set this up with a little bit of understanding that, you know, a lot of us, when we think of Isaac, you know, Abraham's son in the book of Genesis, you know, there's a verse there that, you know, I always thought was really strange that Isaac loved Esau because he loved his tasty venison. It's Genesis 25:8, I believe. I mean, 25:28. And as I really began to study that in Hebrew, I discovered that the real deal was that Esau loved his son because he was a hunter. And inside Isaac's name is the idea of hunting, and hunting actually for God's righteousness. And interestingly, you'll find that in Esau's name as well. Now, we know it didn't all play out the way we hoped with the whole hairy arm incident and et cetera, et cetera. But the interesting thing that you'll find in any hunter is that they are looking for righteousness. They're looking for something, a way to make things right, however that may look. And so with this whole Secure Act, when I was thinking about this, it's fascinating to me that, you know, both Hans and Ed Slott, the people that are studying these things, they're not necessarily looking for, was this a good or bad? But now, based on, this is a law, right?
It is.
John Hans, it always confused me because it's John Hans Law. Anyway, but what I think is really cool is here comes this new law, and so we need to set our sails based on how could we, you know, affect our sails to the way that this thing is coming. And when it comes to IRAs, you know, we were sitting in here with a friend not long ago, and as soon as we mentioned it, you can see the fog kind of come in. And both, you know, Hans and I thought, you know, we really need to talk about this. So the basics of IRAs before we even get into the fresh wind so that, you know, you can get an understanding of how this has changed and what's coming at us.
Well, yeah, most IRA money was once in a 401k or other type of qualified plan. So a lot of the way people have large balances in an IRA typically is they've rolled it over from their 401k plan at work or like type plan. And most folks don't understand this stuff as well as they should. I mean, I guess that's kind of why we have this show. And they don't really understand the implications. They know they haven't paid tax on the money. So, I mean, you know, so an IRA, individual retirement account, is money that is sitting there, at least a traditional IRA, is money that you've never paid tax on. And the government has afforded you that tax break and for many years because they're, in a sense, helping you or investing with you in your retirement. So you're creating a hunk of money that you're going to one day live off of.
Right, and also one day pay taxes on.
Well, yeah. And so the government hasn't forgotten that tax debt. And in fact, they're really, we've had shows on this before. They're a partner with you in your IRA. Or if you still have it in the 401k, it's very much like an IRA. And you may have considered rolling it over, maybe not. You can, with some 401ks, you can just leave the money there for the rest of your life. But many folks, they misconstrue what this whole thing, they view it as a savings account, which it is during the pre-retirement years, but they continue to view it as a savings account for the rest of their retirement. And the whole idea of required minimum distributions really bothers a lot of folks. I mean, it's just like, well, now they're making me draw money out of my savings account or my IRA. And that's true. And the SECURE Act is something, the law has been changed. And so we'll talk about that in a sec. But what an IRA is, it's a type of account where it compounds, or you get interest or earnings on your account. You don't pay taxes on that all along, and you never paid taxes on the contribution.
If it's a traditional IRA.
If it's a traditional IRA.
When we mentioned Roth IRA, we noticed a certain fog.
And a fog comes in. And the guy we were talking about, he said, oh, tax-free, right? Well, yeah, that's right. A Roth IRA is tax-free. So those of you that have one, you understand this. And he's probably got one. And that just where it differs from a traditional IRA is you've already paid tax on that money. You haven't paid tax on the earnings, and you're never going to pay tax on the earnings of a Roth. So within IRAs, you have a traditional IRA, and then you have Roth IRAs. And you can convert a traditional IRA into a Roth. And then when you do that conversion, you got to pay all the taxes.
Right, because the income's never been taxed. But the good news is once it's over there, you're not going to pay tax on the earnings.
Right. And some of you have Roth IRAs that you just started as a Roth right from the beginning. So you made a contribution as a Roth, and you didn't take that as a tax deduction. You just simply put the money in there with after-tax money, and that's going to remain tax-free the rest of your life.
So if I had a Roth IRA, RMD means nothing to me.
Correct. If you have only a Roth IRA.
RMD meaning required minimum distribution.
Correct.
Or QCD doesn't mean anything to me if I have a Roth IRA because that's a qualified charitable distribution, is it?
Correct.
So those two terms, if you've got a Roth IRA, don't apply. But if you have a traditional IRA, those become, you know, actually, the required minimum distribution based on the way you teach would not really affect me because I would be doing more than that anyway.
So if all your money's in a Roth, even this new SECURE Act, which we can go ahead and start talking about that now, the SECURE Act doesn't really have any effect on Roth IRAs other than they're going to make the Roth option much more attractive.
Right. Which is really ends up giving you more options in retirement.
Well, it does. So let's talk about the SECURE Act. And I don't know if you've heard it called that or something affecting your retirement, but it passed the House back in the spring. And the House sent it over to the Senate. And the Senate has just stayed in committee forever and ever and ever. And we've been following it, knowing that this thing is a real possibility, probability, and even if it never passed, the guts of it were going to show up in something later. But anyhow, they figured out a way to get it passed, and the way they did that is they just slid it into the Keep the Government Open bill that passed right before Christmas. This was just part of that whole thing, and then President Trump signed it, and it became the law. And so that's what we're talking about today, but we're not going to try to give you a debrief on the whole SECURE Act because there's lots of little things that in here that we're really not going to talk about on this show or maybe on a later show we will. What we want to focus on is really what is going to affect our audience, those are folks
right, who listen. Essentially, how to set your sails because there's a new win and you know, I don't see anything in this, I don't think you do either, that's necessarily detrimental unless you're on the stretch program.
Yeah. So what we're going to talk about on today's show is the fact that the age to start your required minimum distribution or your RMD, it used to be 70 and a half, and it's now 72. But the people that turned 70 and a half last year in 2019, you're unaffected by this. But if you now, if you weren't 70 and a half, you're younger than that last year, now you're going to use the age of 72. So they're delayed by 1 to 2 years.
And I mean, from now on, you have till 72 to begin RMDs, or required minimum distributions, in other words, which that whole thing was very confusing to me before we started.
Well, and it was to the people in the government. So that was part of the motivation, is let's make this simpler.
Well, I mean, the whole idea of I've got this money, and now you're telling me I have to take so much out every year. And the reason behind that, essentially, was they're trying to get their taxes, because when you take the money out,
well, that's one of the reasons, is that you just don't want money sitting there untaxed when you're already in retirement. The other reason is like, hello, you're 70 or you're older. You've been avoiding tax on all this money, creating this fund to produce income for you. And now it's time for you to take at least some of it. And so that was the nuts right behind the law. And what created this is there's many people in their 70s that are still working, okay? Or certainly in their late 60s. And, I mean, all you got to do is go out and look around. I mean, just people aren't retiring in their 60s now. I mean, some people are, but a lot of people keep working. So they're just saying, okay, we can delay this a little further or give you the option to delay it to 72, and we can simplify it.
Okay. Right. So we want you to remember that we are finishing well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Discovering IRAs, is really comes from the chapter in Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, the chapter on IRAs. And so if you want that chapter for absolutely free, you can go to cardinalguide.com and just click on the 7 Worries tab, and there you're going to find IRAs, and you'll find loads of information. Of course, that didn't have to do with Secure Act back then when you wrote that book, but the good news is I happen to know this is trade secret. He's coming out with a new book that's going to have all this kind of cool stuff.
Sure.
But so when we get that ready, we'll let you know that as well. We got to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll be discovering more of this whole new wind that's heading us, as we've got some cool stories to share with you on Finishing Well. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're discovering IRAs. And if you heard us in the first segment, I talked a minute about Isaac, who was excited about his son, who was a hunter. And if you've got a son, like I do, like, wow, you'd love to see things come out where they're actually looking for ways to improve, right, their world. They're looking for righteousness. And these are the kind of things that Ed Slott and Hans, you know, their fathers would be very proud of them now, as they're trying to find things in this new legislation and IRAs in order to find ways to benefit all of us as we finish well. And you can see, like, oh, my goodness, if you went to read the Secure Act yourself, I mean, like, good luck.
I did.
To be able to glean from the wisdom of these people that are really just trying to set things right. Here's what this looks like now that we, you know, have a fresh wind coming our way.
Well, there's so much in there in the Secure Act is that we're not going to be able to cover this on one show, so we're going to be talking about it for a few Saturdays. We talked a little bit about the delay that's in the Secure Act, that you can wait from 70 and a half to 72 to start your RMDs. There's some qualifications on that, but it just, they've moved it, they've made it simpler. The next thing is they've given in 401ks, which are similar to IRAs, and a lot of 401ks get rolled over into IRAs, or they get transferred into an IRA. And what they've done is they've given employers who are fiduciaries of 401ks protection, or they've just legitimized annuities being in 401ks as an option. You've always been able to have them in IRAs, but this new SECURE Act is now allows and legitimizes annuities.
Social Security itself is like a super annuity.
It is. Right?
So there's money that you're putting into an account that at some point in time will keep paying you out until you die.
And it can pay you much more than you paid in.
Right. And so, you know, and a lot of people got way more out of Social Security than they put in it. And that's great. So essentially, an annuity, you can now take your 401k, or in other words, you got an employer who's helping you invest money into your retirement account in
Correct.
A 401k. And so apparently the employers were held liable, like, you know, as a fiduciary, they had certain responsibilities as far as helping you figure out where you were going to put that money within your 401k. And what they're now saying is that the employers need to take and not worry about any exposure, or not any, but they're taking a lot of the worry off the idea of annuities are a really good thing because pensions are gone.
Well, see, as people, when we're reading this stuff or we're hunting for things, I mean, this provision, just simplify, it just more legitimizes annuities as a place in retirement plans, okay? And it just means most people view their IRA or their 401k or tax deferred savings as a savings account. And it's there for them to draw on should they need to. And that's true during the accumulation period, and it's true in retirement, but that's not really what it was set up for. I mean, 401ks and IRAs are really there to create an income for you in retirement. An annuity can eliminate that fear, where it can create an income stream that you can't outlive. So if you live up into your 90s, late 80s, 90s, even past 100, or just as long as you live, it's going to be sending you a check every month.
I mean, to me, this is really beautiful, because here your employer now is helping you set up this fund where not only you're going to have your Social Security coming to you every single month, but it's almost like you had a super pension, right?
Sure.
Back in the day when you had pensions where, like, okay, for the rest of your life, doesn't matter if you live to be 120, you're going to be getting this amount to go on top of your Social Security and essentially, you know, really take the worry out of stopping your, you know, money paying job and
even if your spouse outlives you, they can provide for that in an annuity as well. So your spouse will get the same amount. So it's just really the SECURE Act just legitimized annuities in a 401k. And it's not an all or nothing thing. Is it, you know, those of you that have 401ks know that you can allocate certain amounts to certain investment options. And so, begin preparing during the saving
somebody
years.
Somebody who's easily confused, I'm wondering now, so if I'm taking my money out and it's pre-tax, right? So I haven't paid tax on this income, and my employer is going to help put more money into it too, and that goes into an annuity, is that annuity going to be taxed when it comes back out?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, the monthly checks or the annual checks will be taxed. But what I was saying is not an all or nothing thing. I mean,
right.
You can, you know, if you're putting $1,000 a month into your 401k, you can allocate 50% of that to an annuity and you select from a assortment of them. And then the other half can be put into a mutual fund or something like that.
So what if just throw another wrench at you since I seem to, you know, what if I put it as, could I put an annuity in a Roth IRA and that way pay tax on it ahead of time when I got the money coming back? It would
yes.
be pre-tax. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's the answer. So, yeah. So tell your employer, hey, I want this into a Roth annuity, right?
Well, yeah. And most 401k plans now have a Roth option. It's already in there.
Like Prego spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. So there really is no such thing as a Roth annuity or a traditional IRA annuity. I mean, it's just a vehicle for holding money. that indicates whether there's going to be taxes due later on this money or not. So I actually have money in a Roth IRA annuity. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, because what I'm thinking is like, oh my goodness, look, if I put my employers help me pay this, I'm putting this money in, and I'm paying tax on it when I put it in. So it's not like you're getting away with it. You're paying the tax on the seed. Isn't that what we talked about before? Rather than paying tax on the harvest.
Secure Act, it delayed the RMDs, required minimum distributions. They moved it from 70.5 to 72. And then it had an effect, let's just say, on the use of annuities in 401ks and IRAs, and it legitimized them. There's been some just concern whether these are a good thing or not, and this is really the government just saying we're going to legitimize it as an option. And then it also, where it affects the viewers of our show, is with QCDs, they protected the age 70.5 for starting to utilize QCDs, okay? And you say, well, what in the world is a QCD? A qualified charitable distribution. And we've talked about this on several shows. So if you've got money in a traditional IRA and you don't want to pay the taxes or you don't need the income, or both, you can donate directly from your traditional IRA to the charity or to the church. And you can do this up to $100,000 in a given year. So you could make a sizable donation to your church and never pay taxes on the money. Okay, there's a bunch of qualifications. I don't want anybody running out and doing this. And we're going to have another show where we'll just talk about QCDs, because it's time to talk about them again. But just in principle, you're able to give money directly from the IRA, and it never shows up on your tax return, okay? And the Secure Act didn't change. You don't have to wait till 72 now to start doing QCDs. If you're turned 70.5 this year in 2020, you can do a QCD this year, okay? And if you want more information on that, just call me, or go on to cardinalguide.com and send me a message. I'll be glad to talk about it. You can also read about them in my books. So, I mean, there's much more than three topics in the Secure Act. So we're going to talk over several shows about the Secure Act, but what we've talked about today are the effect of just the delayed RMDs, that you can go from 70.5 to 72. You can wait. Secondly, we've talked about the use of annuities in 401k plans and IRAs, and we've talked about the fact that the QCD remains unchanged, that you can start those, you know, as long as you're 70.5, that you can do that.
So, as promised, you got a story for us that you can wear.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think of you know, a gentleman who's a CPA that we've talked about on the show before, who has just been diagnosed with ALS, and he is sitting, they're living off of their Social Security. So he's effectively paying no taxes, and he's really proud of the fact that he's got this money accumulated in his now IRA, that what used to be a 401k, that he's not taking any money out of that, so he's not paying any taxes. And you know, he's in effect delaying RMDs, and, you know, he's only 63 years old, and so he's delaying the RMDs really because this money's going to pass to his wife, and she's going to delay them till age now 72. That all looks like a great thing to a CPA, and the planning advice that I've given him is leaving all your money in the IRA through all these years has not necessarily been smart, because at age 63, he could take out $20,000 out of his IRA last year, and he actually did that. He withdrew $20,000 because there's a certain amount of money you can pull out of your IRA if you're over 59.5, if you don't have any other income besides Social Security and pay no taxes on it. So why would you just delay this taxation further when you can make a withdrawal in your 60s and pay no tax.
Right. Because when you're 70 and a half, or if it's when his wife's 70 and a half, she, you know, she might be affected by that. So, you know, again, it's taking advantage of the tax rates where they are and paying tax on the seed rather than, or no tax in this case on the seed rather than the harvest.
Yeah, I mean, it's even better than that. And it's just, so the moral of that story, or the learning in that story, is just because they're letting you delay required minimum distributions to age 72, you may not want to take advantage of that. In fact, we're going to have to look at everybody's individual situation, but many times it's best to start the tax paying earlier and spread it over several years and perhaps just convert it to a Roth. I mean, that's an option. Or just take the money out and put it into a savings account, or take the money out, pay the taxes, what little tax there is, and spend it and enjoy it.
There you go. All right. You can find out more with Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, which, again, the show is brought to you by cardinalguide.com. So you put in there cardinal, don't forget the guide.com, and there you can find the 7 Worries tab. You can email Hans, just ask for the book. All that is at cardinalguide.com. Thank you, Hans. What a wonderful time discovering IRAs.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.